This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's got to be something better than in the middle. Being Cinderella, pull it all together. We could drive it home.
All right. Geo coming to you live from the traveling Built for Tough studio. Lifespeed with us all morning long. What a great job they're doing on this kickoff to summer. We are live from the traveling Built for Tough studio on this Feel Good Friday. And yes, Tiki and Tierney, we keep this thing going. 10 a.m. to 2, Tiki and Tierney will be here. And Carton and Roberts, 2 p.m. to 6:30, they will be hanging out, which is awesome that we have everybody joining us for a big WFAN party. So Belmar is a wonderful place. They are hosting us.
I guess so.
They are. You can't see because of the fog, I guess.
Right.
We're just assuming. They are hosting us. They're allowing us to have music and our maniac fans here at 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning. And the Belmar mayor, Mark Walsifer, is with us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for having us here. How are you?
Thank you for having me, and welcome to Belmar. I wish the weather was a little bit better, but...
Hey, Mark, it's okay. We'll make the weather just fine. Don't you worry about it. It's all good.
We don't have crazy fans here. Look at how nice.
Oh yeah. They're the best. So Memorial Day weekend starts the crazy time for you, obviously. Do you enjoy it, or do you get a little panicked because everybody descends upon your town and now the real stuff starts?
I always like to see everybody coming and having a good time starting out Memorial Day. Ask me about August 15th. Then I just can't wait for everybody to go. We get back to a nice quiet town again. But no, it's always enjoyable to see everybody coming down for the beach. We know where we live. We're a summer resort town, and we know we have a lot of visitors in the summer, so we try to make the best of everything and make sure everybody has a good time.
You know, I know you guys opened up last year after COVID and shut everything down, and now all of a sudden we're back, and we're back full on, and it's great to see DJs full like this already. I can't imagine what it's going to be like tonight, but the fact of the matter is we're back, everything's up and running as normal and as you would expect.
Yeah. We had a great seafood festival last weekend, first time in 2 years that we had a shutdown for 2 years. It was a great event. The weather worked out for us. And, you know, coming down the shore, everything is about the weather. So we hope we have nice weather. Everybody gets to the beach. And but it was a tough 2 years trying to keep everybody safe and separated.
Sure. Now, you have to work closely with the bar owners to make sure things don't get out of control here. So how are the DJs, people? I hear they're the best at keeping things under control.
We're good partners with DJs and all the bars because we have to work together. You know, we see problems down here. You know, the management and the owners of DJs work well with us. You know, we make changes where we need to see them all year long. So, they've been here since the 1950s. So, you know, you have to work with everybody in town.
How long have you been mayor here?
In 2019, I was elected.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, very good.
I'm up for re-election this year. So
Do we like this guy?
Do we like him? I guess
he's
like
up for re-election. Do we like him? I think so.
I think
I heard a smattering of applause. I think so.
It's very light. The jury's still out.
So Al Dukes, our producer, I don't know if you met him. He lives in Bradley Beach. Uh-huh. He's got lots of issues there. People don't pick up their dog poop. They leave stickers and graffiti around. If you have a concerned citizen calling you up and saying that someone's not picking up their dog poop, do you like that guy or do you hate that guy?
No. You know, you know, it's a problem for every one of the towns. You know, we do, our DPW does great job. You know, normally I'm calling them saying, you know, try to get this done, or, you know, whatever we have to do. But they do a great job. Our police department does a great job. And so usually I just make the call to them. They don't hang the phone up on me, which is good. So.
Well, that's good. We have Al Dukes here, and I'm sure Al has some concerns that he'd like to bring across your desk.
No, I think each town, you know, handles their own thing. Just for me personally, in my town, I get very involved. The police know my name. I call often. I look for, I'm working on four cases, Mayor, in Bradley Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So, but once I close those, I could do some stuff here if you need investigating for me.
This is like NCIS over
yeah.
there. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus. I mean, is being the mayor, like do you regret taking this job? Because it's a lot of stuff you got to deal with. I mean, do you love it?
Yeah. Well, the reason why I ran for mayor is, you know, I did 17 years on the school board, and the reason why I got on the school board was I thought, you know,
school
I needed...
School board guy.
Oh, man.
You know, they needed help there, and I saw some issues in town here that I thought I could do a good job with. So if it ever comes to a point in time that I can't think that I can move the town forward, then it's time for me to go.
All right, so Al Dukes, 52-year-old, 51, 52?
52.
52-year-old, long-time radio producer, lives in town, concerned citizen, clean record. When he retires, he would like to be mayor of Bradley Beach. Now, you spent all those years on the school board. You dealt with the bureaucracy bullcrap and all of that for a very long time. Do you think that he could transition into being a mayor of one of the towns down here on the shore?
Oh, sure. As long as you have the right mindset and you want the best for the town, that's
exactly.
And then as you get things done, it's the satisfaction.
I mean, we had a president who had no political experience. I could certainly be a mayor of a local beach town.
Right. But you got to be a little bit more flexible.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's not very flexible.
Yeah, flexible. Not
right. When you have to be flexible, right? You gotta see both sides.
No,
of every
that's
issue.
Where you run into trouble.
You gotta be
hardcore. Yeah, hard ass.
No, that's not gonna work, right?
You a hard ass mayor or a flexible mayor?
No, I try to listen to all our residents and try to, you know, you have to make decisions. There's no doubt about it. Not everybody's happy.
Don't sound like a hard ass mayor.
Not everybody's happy, but you know, when it comes down to push comes to shove, you have to make the decision. And whether people like it or not, it's a decision you have to make.
You walk down the street, people want to shake your hand, or they boo you?
No, I still get a lot of shake of my hand.
All right, good.
Have you had a parade yet? Have you been at the head of a parade yet?
I haven't been ahead of a parade, but we do have the St. Paddy's Day parade every year. We actually were able to have it again this year.
Okay, so, but you're a part of the parade or no?
Yeah, I'm part of the parade.
I mean, you guys have like a wave, don't you?
I usually have all the kids with me handing stuff out, so they're more worried about the kids than me.
All right. What are some of the things that Belmar's going to have going on this summer that people get involved with? You had a seafood festival. You mentioned
we just finished that up. Well, we have our 150th year anniversary this year, so we have all different kind of events through the year. July 1st is hopefully the weather holds out for us. We got a really big fireworks display. So
oh, nice.
We got those things coming up. But, you know, it's tough to do a lot of big events during the summer because we have such an influx of people. So we try to do our big events before the summer and after the summer.
You golf?
Yes, I do.
So when you're out on the course, like people are like, oh, look at the mayor. He's not taking care of the town. He's out on the course. People say that to you?
I tried to get a couple miles away, so I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what I'd be worried about.
You know, they're allowed to live their lives. You know what I'm saying?
I always think that's nonsense what people say. Oh, yes. So I wanted to see if people bust his chops about it.
I go on the beach. You know, I don't mind people talking to me all the time.
Do you have a favorite golf course down here or no?
No, I mean, we have so many good ones.
I mean, I played Due Process yesterday. The place is awesome.
Oh, that is bad.
It is a tremendous golf course.
I'm not allowed to get on that one.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
You're not allowed.
You're a freaking mayor.
What are you talking about?
I don't have that big celebrity status.
You know what?
Maybe
I can work that out for you. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right. Keep giving us parking spots like this, then we can work that out for you. What do you think of Bradley Beach? What are your thoughts on Bradley Beach?
No, Bradley Beach is a great town. You know,
you like that, Mayor?
Yeah. I get along with Mayor Fox well. You know, they have the same issues as we do in big summer resort town. So,
you have concerned citizens like Al Dukes up in Bradley Beach. I mean, he's always calling the mayor. He's always complaining about something to the mayor's office. Do you have the same type of citizen here at Belmar?
We do, but, you know.
What's that person's name?
Oh, now you guys really want to get in trouble. But, you know, I listen to them all. You know, sometimes they're off the wall, and sometimes they have some good points. So you gotta be flexible.
Do you fish?
Only down at Key West.
Oh, okay, all right. So I was going to say, if you golf and fish, you're not doing a lot of mayoral stuff.
No,
you know. All right, very good. Mark, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for having a fun time, letting us bust your chops a little bit. You got a beautiful town here.
Yes.
Thanks for welcoming us. Really, we appreciate it.
All right, thanks
so
much.
Thanks, Mark.
All right,
great. Thank
you.
Mark Walsifer, the mayor of this town. I can't imagine, you know, people who want to do stuff like that.
Yes.
Always impress me.
Oh, I don't know about this particular mayor.
Yeah.
You know, but what I like is when a politician comes out of a business.
Okay.
And then becomes a politician.
Like Mayor Bloomberg.
And looks at it from a business perspective.
Right.
And what works and what can make, you know, what can make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And make everybody money and get everybody a job.
Sure.
And
go to
work.
Yeah.
And have a little substance in your life.
Yeah, damn it.
Damn it.
You're right, exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, but to deal with all that nonsense, like we know Al. We know his personality. Like, I know that part of you would love to be the, like, over-officious jerk mayor and make sure everything was, like, tightened up. But so many issues would be at your feet. You would lose your mind after a while.
Yeah, and here in particular, I think it's more difficult here because on Ocean Avenue here in Bradley, in Belmar, there's a lot. There's bars. There's restaurants. There's a lot going on. And up in where I'm at, Bradley Beach, Ocean Avenue is just the beach. Like, there's no businesses up there.
Right.
So there's a lot more younger people here.
Teens. We don't need the teens.
We don't need the teenagers.
You know what I mean?
Group of teens.
Groups of teens walking the beaches.
It's Mayor Fox up there, right?
Yeah, Mayor Fox.
Right. So, Mayor Fox, Al Dukes is on the phone again. Oh, Jesus.
I email the mayor. I call the police. I email the mayor.
Okay, okay.
Come on. I mean, does he get back to you every time?
The mayor, yeah.
Really?
We're working hand in hand on a number of cases right now.
Wow.
In fact, he asked me. I saw him in a restaurant. I had only three cases going, and then he told me, hey, we got a guy that's doing some graffiti.
Really? He got you on the case?
With a magic marker. Keep an eye out. I said, absolutely.
Wow.
Keep an eye out.
So he brought you in?
Brought me in.
That's incredible.
Yes, I will. And I said, Mayor, I noticed it myself. I'm already got my eyeballs on it.
Yeah, you know what? I felt like Mayor Walsifer here, he gave like that, like, yeah, Mayor Fox is all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Type of thing. You could tell, right?
I could tell.
I could always tell. So you like the mayor over at Bradley Beach? He's like, yeah, you know, he's all right.
All the towns are competing here for beachgoers. You know what I mean? So
that's what it is?
Yeah. I mean, everyone, you pay here in New Jersey to get on the beach.
Right.
Everywhere you go. So it's just competition.
Wow.
If you want to hang out with teenagers and things, this is the place to be. If you like an older crowd, I've had our mayor, 55 and older only, going to Bradley Beach. Okay. We're working on that.
Yeah,
we haven't pushed that through yet.
But you got to wait for 3 years until you meet that threshold.
Right.
Yourself.
Yep. Yeah, I don't even go on the beach.
So that's why it's just going to take a while for that to happen.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a little while, but I am working on it.
All right, good.
Do you ever just go out there and sit in a beach chair, read a book on the beach?
No.
Why don't you ever do that?
I like to be near the beach. I don't like to be on the beach.
Why, it's sand in your feet or something?
Yeah, it's, yeah, yes. Exactly.
He lives that close to the beach, never takes a beach chair out
there. Can you take Whimsy out on the beach?
Not in season.
Okay.
Like, not from now, not until like October 15th now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
otherwise, you can't take them. Because you know why? Because people don't know how to clean up after the
dogs. And then you got dog poop. Nothing worse than dog poop in the sand.
Right.
That's awful. Think about that. Everywhere, and then all of a sudden you have no idea what you're stepping on. This is why he needs to be the mayor.
Yeah. Right.
This is why, right here.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from DJ's in Belmar. Kickoff to summer. Feel good Friday. Summer 2022. I can kind of feel like a little bit of sun breaking through the cloud. Just the tiniest little bit. And that's all you need to get started.
I know. It feels like summer.
I know. I mean, after all, we got all that mist out of the way. So now we're starting to start. Now we're cooking with gas. All right. So what do you have?
All right. So here's what we're doing. All right. So, Dan, I'm sorry you were banned. Dan's out. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Nicole and Anthony and Belleville up. First, we're powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices. And so I'll do the sports in a minute.
Yeah.
This is going to go better, I promise, than last one.
All right.
One is terrible.
I could tell Nicole's ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
here's all right, my first question. Are either one of you high?
No.
All right. Use the microphone right up to the mouth.
No one's high. Okay.
Nobody's high.
So here's how this is going to work. I am going to ask you about a phrase that one of us said, Al, Geo, Boomer, or myself. You have to tell me who said it, then we'll play the clip. You'll see if you're right or wrong. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right, Nicole, you are first. Clip number one. We're good, Mike? Yes? I'm going to go with it. All right, here we go. Clip number one, Nicole. Who admitted to playing with a Ken doll in the bathtub as a child? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
Come on,
Nicole.
Al Hughes?
Yes! Play the clip.
I did have a Ken doll when I was a kid. I had a Ken doll with a bathing suit on, and I used to put him in the bathtub. So,
and take his bathing suit off?
Hey, I did not strip down my Ken doll.
It took off the bathing suit? Oh, looks just like me.
All right, one for Nicole.
All
Anthony.
Right, good job.
Here we go. Who asked this very awkward question on the air? Can I feel your junk now? Was it Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
It had to be Geo.
Boom!
Can I feel your junk now? Yeah, feel that thing, girl.
All right, we're two for two. Right,
that was me.
Well, no, whatever.
All right,
whatever.
Fine, go ahead, I won't even explain.
Nicole, number three. Which one of us had trouble pronouncing the name of a certain Clemson quarterback? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Which one said it?
Who said it? It doesn't matter.
Boomer.
Yes.
DJ Ungalele.
Ungalele.
Go ahead. Uwe Ungalele.
DJ Uge.
Uwe Ungalele.
DJ Uwe Ungalele. Is that right?
No. Uwe Ungalele.
DJ Uwe Ungalele. Completed 29.
No, you added.
Uwe. On Galale. Uwe Anga Galay.
Not Galay. Uwe Anga Lalay.
DJ Unge. Uge. Uwe Anga Galay.
Not Galay. Lele.
Good job.
Uwe on ga.
That's good. That's good.
Eddie going, you added a guh. That's my favorite part. You added a guh, sir.
Question number four for Anthony. Who used the phrase once, ass backwards, penis forward? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
I had to be Al Dukes.
No, we got our first one wrong. Go ahead, play.
Ass backwards, penis forwards.
That would be me.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, you're in the lead. Number five, are you ready? Who sung the famous Motown song, Ball Biter? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me? It's really not a famous song, but let's go with it. Just pick
one. I'm going to say Geo.
No!
I'm a ball biter. Watching balls go by.
All right, so now we're even. You've each missed one. Here we go. Anthony, are you ready?
Yes.
Who once made a sound that didn't quite sound human? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
I think all of us at one point.
Well, in this clip.
Wrong.
Not in this clip.
Yeah.
How about this? Al Dukes?
That is wrong. Good one, but that's not the clip. Play the clip.
Yes.
Boomer.
That would be Boomer.
Boomer.
All right, Nick.
Oh, wait. Jersey Mike's. Yankees box office blitz, a pair of field level tickets. See the Yankees take on the Angels at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, May 31st. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326.
No.
For your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, box office blitz, and the fan.
Stop being a pain in the ass.
All right, Nicole, number 7. I like this. This is fun. Who said children are the rats of society? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
Al Hughes.
Children are the rats of society.
Jesus. Where did that come from? I never heard that.
I meant that they, you know, if you have children, you're more likely to get sick, just like how rats will sometimes spread diseases like right. children.
Yeah, like if you have rats. All right, we got a few more.
Right.
Anthony, here we go. Who said, quote, that sounds like a pretty good way to go. Chicken parm and sex. Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
That's got to be Geo.
That is Geo.
I will tell you, that sounds like a pretty good way to go. Chicken parm and sex.
I stand by that, actually. I stand to this day. I still think that's a pretty good way to go. All right, next one for Nicole. Who thought they were Shakespeare once and said, come hither, my love? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
Jerry Reckman.
No.
Play come it. Hither, my love. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Pretty good. Oh, couple yeah. more. Who once acted like, this is for Anthony, who once acted like a seal begging for a fish? Al, Boomer, Geo, or me?
That was Jerry Reckman.
That was me. Yeah.
Give me money. Over here. Money. Money. Cash. Cash. Craig, what do you want?
That is a man who has lost his mind right there. That is a lost his mind audio. In that moment, I did. Yeah. A couple more. Nicole. Was that Nicole? Nicole. Who once asked this question? You get to an age where you're eating a sphincter? The four of us. Who said it? Yes, you yeah. got it, Geo.
You get to a certain age where you're okay eating a sphincter?
I was talking about liverwurst. You told me it was old people ate liverwurst, and I said there's sphincter and liverwurst, and I was like, you get to an age where it's okay to eat sphincter?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. All right, last one before the bonus question. Anthony, who once explored the idea of MILFs in quarantine?
Al Geo. Me or Al Duke.
I do watch a video, Jerry, with this title, MILFs in quarantine.
Oh, man. All right, last one. So, bonus question. First one that has it, raise your hand. We, the four of us, have to stand up. Boomer, stand up. Al, stand up.
Who's winning right now?
Right now, we're even.
We're even.
We are even.
All right,
very good. So, first one that puts their hand up and guesses right wins. Here's the bonus question. Which one of us probably has made the oddest declaration? Al, Geo, Boomer, or me?
Just the oddest.
Go ahead, Nicole. No, it's not me. Anthony, take a shot.
Boomer.
It is Boomer.
I have swollen testicles.
Way to go, Anthony.
I did like that.
Good job, bud. Good job, guys.
Great job, Nicole.
Anthony, the winner. Well done, well done, well done.
You're the best. Oh, yeah. Look at him. He won't put the mic down now. We're going to give the mic, and then all of us, he's like, oh, yeah.
Good job.
All right. Good job, Nicole.
Good job. You know?
Oh, man.
That went a little bit better than the trivia.
No, it was great. Anytime you got the audio like that.
Thanks. Yep. Yeah, well, that's why we stayed late the other day. Thanks, dude. Ant, appreciate it. You can leave now.
Yeah, you can leave.
Let's go. Get out of here.
It's such a weird. They always just keep pushing, you know? It's never enough.
Wood just wants a little more, a little more.
Yeah, I know.
Give him an inch, takes a mile, that kind of guy.
Try to drink your water, whatever he was doing over
what
here.
The hell
get your hotel
doing?
Key.
Yeah, Jesus.
Strange.
Yeah.
All right, so we're also brought to you by Fisher's Island Lemonade. Full flavor and absolutely delicious. Grab a 4-pack of Fisher's Island Spiked Lemonade today. Go to fjlemonade.com to find a store nearest you. Must be 21. Enjoy responsibly. All right, let's get to some sound from last night while we are going to do some sports because the Rangers played a pretty important game last night in Carolina, and unfortunately for them, they came up short.
Strome in the slot. He scores! Ryan Strome with a turnaround wrister right along the ice inside the near circle. He goes 5-hole on Ranta, and the Rangers in Game 5 have a 1-goal lead.
The Carolina coaches tell us it has been determined
and his play is offside.
Offside.
No goal.
No goal.
Yeah. No goal.
John Forslund on Sports USA. So that was a big call in that game. It didn't stand, and it was the right call. And the Rangers fall to the Hurricanes 3-1. Teravainen snapped a 1-1 tie with a power play goal. Yeah. And Trocheck with a shorthanded goal. Here was Ryan Strome. So you heard the play call right there. So did he know, did he think that that would actually happen and that goal wouldn't stand?
I didn't know until he got back to the bench. Obviously, things happen quick out there. So, you know, unfortunate, but that's the way, you know, the game is. The rules are rule. And, you know, unfortunately, they got the power play goal after that. But, you know, that's how close these games are, right?
They have been for sure. 3-1 as Carolina did score in the third period as well. And so game six will be at the Garden tomorrow night. So far, the home team has won all five games in this series. The Oilers beat the Flames in overtime 5-4. Connor McDavid, the game-winning goal in overtime. As for the Yankees, so they came off the series with the Orioles. They went to Tampa, turned around last night, played the Rays, and they came up with a win. They got some late offense, if you will.
Two on line, base hit, right field, down the right field line. One run scores, heading toward third, and holding up is Gonzalez. Now he comes home when the ball gets away at second, and another run scores. And Tampa Bay is playing terrible baseball.
Yeah, they were in spots for sure. That was John Sterling, the call on the fan. That was 7-0. The Yankees won 7-2. Nestor Cortes was unbelievable. Took a shutout into the ninth inning. Was given an opportunity to try and close out and get the game winner. Here he was, asked if he feels like, I think it's a great question. He's 4-1, ERA of 1.70, and he was asked if he feels like he's one of the best pitchers in baseball right now.
Not really. I still got a lot to prove, I think. It's still early. You know, this is a, you know, quarter away of the season, and I want to prove that I can go, you know, 30 starts and 150 plus innings, hopefully. So I just want to keep my head down and keep going.
150 innings. He keeps going 8 innings a start. I'll go 200 innings.
You know, the amazing thing is that when you realize how long a 162 game season is and all the injuries that both the Mets and the Yankees are dealing with right now, you realize that this is the moment in time for both of these teams where they have to stay relevant. They cannot go on extended losing streaks. I was talking to a bunch of guys yesterday I was playing golf with as they were building a pyramid. And, you know, it's amazing. Like Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, all those guys pitched. Like, they very rarely ever got hurt.
I know. It's just something Bob that we Gibson, talk about all the time. Yeah.
I mean, all those guys in the 70s and the 80s, I just remember those guys all playing 150 games or more.
So, and just see what he said. He said, if I can get to 150 innings, they were doing 250 innings.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Really amazing. By the way, they were building pyramids. Scott and Donnie, pretty quick yesterday.
Oh, my God. He got done in 3 hours and 15 minutes.
These guys like to just, let's play.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got these guys are on the phone. They're making phone calls. They're calling the bank. They're calling this. They're calling that.
Now, we had none of that.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, there's a lot of discussion going on about things. I mean, you know.
No, that's like, not what
on,
you want.
Yeah. Yankees 19 games over 500 with that win. They're 32-13. Aaron Judge did snap a scoreless game with an RBI single in the sixth. And Aaron Hicks does have a hamstring injury now. Not that anybody seems too upset about that. Yankees are 5.5. I know that's terrible to say, but it's true. Jameson Taillon, the start later tonight. We'll have it on the fan. Mets have Carlos Carrasco on the mound tonight as he takes on Zach Eflin. New York leads Atlanta and Philly by 7.5 atop the AL and NL East. And then, of course, the NBA. We kind of got used to there for a while, watching the Warriors in the finals every year, at least it seemed like that. Then they went through a little down spell, some injuries. Well, here they are again.
The crowd starting to raise the roof here at Chase. After 2 years of uncertainty and injuries, the Golden State Warriors have put the splash back in the finals.
So, right, that's great. So who is the one player that's been missing for 2 years?
Klay Thompson.
Yeah. There's the key player right there.
Well, he had 32 last night in the clinching win, whatever you say. 120-110 was the final. Steph Curry, 15-9 assists. Here's Draymond Green. He's quite important, too. He says, if you doubted us, you'd be wrong.
No one has proven they can beat us yet when we're whole. And that is still the case. So, you know, never doubt what we're capable of.
Okay.
We won't drain
you know what it was?
No problem.
I guess it was the wind. I thought there was something more. So they won this series in five, and they will now await the winner of the Celtics and the Heat for the NBA Finals. You've got that series. That has been a very odd series because the games have been garbage, but then Boston won in Miami, and now you almost feel like it's a done deal, and yet would you be surprised if Miami came out and Jimmy Butler gave you something in this game?
I would definitely be surprised. Because of the injuries on the Miami side now, and they have a hard time scoring.
Yeah, and Kyle Lowry was, I think he was scoreless in the last game. Butler's got the knee
injury. He missed six shots, right?
In 25 minutes, yes.
Another really weird situation where you have this top-end guy who's just not shooting the basketball.
Very much so.
And also he's not shooting well. So.
And if you missed the story from earlier that involves sports and the radio station, Rutgers football on the Fan starting this September, Rutgers basketball on WCBS 880 this November.
And Steve Peichel is going to join us at 9:20 to talk about Rutgers basketball with Jerry Recco.
Hope he's on time.
He will be on
time.
He's early.
Okay. You know what? I have to say, it was not Schiano's fault because he called in with a blocked number. And it wasn't going through, and then we had to get his number and call him. So he was actually trying to call on time. So we were busting his chops about that. He actually was on time. So thank you, Coach Schiano. We'll talk to Steve Peichel coming up in a little bit. We'll get the Jerry head back up here when we do that.
When you grab a hold of me, tell me that
all right. Boomer and Geo. On the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Okay. I got to tell you, I was just rocking out to these guys singing an Eagle song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Take it easy, right?
Take it easy.
Me and Jerry's Recco's mom are getting on up here, baby.
Yeah.
Jerry Recco's mom, man, I'm telling you.
Did you say getting it on?
Well, we were. We were dancing. We were having a good time.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Hi, Jerry.
She had some moves.
How you doing, kid? I feel like we're related now.
Something like that.
There's some bumping and grinding going on, for sure.
That's the only way to do it, man.
That's the only way to do it.
Brought me back to my old OBI days, back the Oak Peak Chin.
You think you could sing a song?
I cannot sing a song. I cannot. Right. I cannot carry a tune. Can you sing a song?
I could sing a song.
I think, Gio, you should sing a song.
All right, I'll sing it.
All right, so Gio's going to sing a song. I can't sing a song.
Nice.
This ought to be good. Turn that one on. Hey, Steve Apri, are we going to turn the microphones on over there?
Turn my mic on.
The band's mics, please.
Testing.
There you go.
Oh. Chicky. Yeah, there you go, G.
What song are they singing? Me and Jerry and Rico's mom are getting on up here, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to sing a whole song about that.
Till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go. Cause I never hurt like this before. Don't wanna think about her or wear a ring without her. Don't want to hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I wanna see the truth. She's probably making out with a guy right now with someone new. I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through whiskey glasses. Yes, for you, Dan and Carteret. Whiskey glasses. Last call. I swear this will be my last call. Now I ain't drunk dialing no more at 3 a.m. Mr. Bartender hitting me again. Don't wanna think about her or wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Gonna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I wanna be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through whiskey glasses. Yeah, I see the world through whiskey glasses.
You know this song, you know this part.
Line them up, line them up, line them up, line them up. Knock them back, knock them back, knock them back, knock them back. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back. Line them up, line them up, line them up, line them up. Knock them back, knock them back, knock them back, knock them back. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone.
It might be my wife. I've been gone for 2.5 days.
Whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through whiskey glasses. I see the world through whiskey glasses.
Oh! Life speed, everybody. These guys are the best.
Well, what'd you think?
It's pretty good.
What'd you think,
pretty
Al?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Not too bad. I think your buddy Jordan Davis would be happy with that.
Yeah, he would. I didn't sing one of his songs because he'd probably ruin it, as you said yesterday. So
yes.
I sang somebody else's.
Well, you did a good job. I think it takes a lot of guts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last year I played the guitar and sang. This is really strange.
All right, so what's the mascot's name?
Scarlet Knight. Let's go.
But his name, he's got to be. Does he have a name?
Does he have a name?
Scarlet Knight.
Sir Henry.
There you go.
Sir Henry is his name.
Okay,
all right,
good.
All right, very good.
And he's hanging around the right guy.
Right, Rutgers is getting good enough. I could be hopping on the bandwagon.
Yes, you're on the bandwagon.
You're already on the bandwagon. You're looking for you loved college basketball last year,
and you promised you got to some games this year.
Correct.
And that place is even
awesome.
Though I haven't seen a game there.
It's awesome.
You tell me how great it is.
It is
and
amazing.
The fans are on top of you and everything else. So that is tremendous. All right, Al, what are you singing then?
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses.
Yeah, that's good, right? You could probably sing a song too, right?
I don't know.
Do they know the Cool Games one?
Cool Change, Little River Band.
You don't know the chords,
time
right?
For Cool Change.
Like, because I taught them
time
the chords of this.
Oh, you just go on to that chord thingy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guitar chord app.
Yeah, yeah. No, it works.
I'm going to let them know. Let me see.
All right. Did you?
So maybe in the next break, we'll work on that.
You'll work on
it. I only do choruses, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, so we got Steve Fichel joining us at 9:20.
Yes,
we've got the Scarlet Knight, Sir Henry, here now, and it's a big announcement here. Rutgers is going to be WFAN on football, and then 880 with basketball. So that's why people are just tuning in. They're figuring, what the hell is Sir Henry doing here? Why is Jerry's head popping up? People know that this is what the hell is going on.
Right. And by the way, Jerry, now that we could play your cuts during the season.
Well, we've played them.
Well,
but now we play more.
Now we're going to play all of them.
Yes, we can definitely do that.
Even the mistakes. So,
well, there's plenty of those.
Right. I'm sure there are.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Now I need to find
two more contestants for our last thing at 9:30.
Do you want to bring Dan?
So. No. You told me he's banned.
Yeah. I told you, yeah, he's banned.
Oh, he's banned.
He's been banned.
I am looking for two contestants.
Al banned Dan from quarter rep.
I'm not going to say who banned Dan, but I was told you banned.
You banned.
Oh.
Okay. For today.
I think.
Suspended for today.
For today.
Suspended.
Yeah.
So they want Dan, see?
Well, unfortunately.
Yeah. The game that we will be.
He's banned.
It's going to be Name Al's Tune.
All right.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So we're going to need to find, you can't play,
yeah.
It's your song.
I probably would not do well with it. Yes, you would.
We'll need two contestants for Name Al's Song at 9:30.
All right.
I see a guy with a beard and a ski cap. You're in. First hand that went up. Who else?
That looks like Anthony Gallo's brother.
All right, red hair and sunglasses in. All right, so we have our contestants.
All right, very good.
Figure about 9:15, come back here, okay?
All right. Man.
I'm very excited for this one.
So you're going to hang out here on the beach for the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to hang out to watch Tiki and Tierney. We're going to sit our asses right here.
I brought my towels, my chairs, the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll be over there. So if everybody wants to know where Boomer is after the show, he'll be at the beach.
Digital's a big deal,
hanging
right?
out. Yeah. Yes.
What about this idea? Al, you tell me if you like this idea.
All right.
We're not at the beach often. What if we got Boomer and Gio to recreate the scene in Rocky III where Rocky and Apollo are training in California and they run on the beach and then they hug?
We're already getting a no here. We're already
digital.
Getting a no.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to, the four of us are going to recreate the Top Gun volleyball scene.
Yes.
Come on, man. Let's go.
That would be great.
Is there any?
I don't see any beach volleyball
there. Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. I guess we can't do it then.
But there is a beach and an ocean. You two could run through the waves and then embrace.
We have to be in the water then, right?
Well, you could be outside the water.
I was going to say, in the water might be a little much.
It'll look outstanding for digital.
I'll take the shoes off, roll the pants up. We'll do a little running.
Have a good time.
Come on. Yeah, you're not really like a layout on a beach guy either, are you?
No.
Too fair skinned. You can't just sit there and relax. It's impossible for you.
No, me and Phil Simms like to lay in the shade.
Yeah, no, I know. God, I can't even imagine what he would be like on a tropical vacation.
Miserable.
Yeah, have to be wearing that full body condom walking around. Absolutely.
Or lathering up in God knows how much cream.
Oh, my God. Like Eddie Scazzaria in Miami when he had the geisha face. You gotta look like a geisha. Yeah.
That was on the boat, right?
Yeah, it was on the boat, yeah. And that's where he was doing his accent chameleon with the guy from Cuba. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. Secondhand embarrassment.
I wish I saw that.
Yeah. This is where the helicopter lands. And he goes, oh, the helicopter pad is here. Eddie, stop it. God.
That's your boy.
What are you doing?
That is your boy right there.
All right, very good. The sun is coming out a little bit as we head into our last hour here. It is Boomer and Gio coming to you live from the traveling Built Ford Tough studio at DJ's in Belmar. We are going to have, as I mentioned, Steve Pikul on at 9 o'clock and plenty more coming your way. We are here all day long. Tiki and Tierney up next and Carton and Roberts at 2 p.m. We want to thank some of our sponsors, too, that have showed up here. Day Chaser, C4 Energy, Athletic Greens, Superbook Sports. There's been a lot of great ones. Flag and Anthem is a big sponsor here. DJ's Clam Shack, a different DJ's Clam Shack. Wendy's. I mean, there's plenty more that I'm sure that Jersey Mike's is a big sponsor.
And they did a big cornhole tournament they're doing?
Yeah.
Two of the guys playing, well, at least one of them, my B-level champions.
Oh, really?
That is correct.
Oh, wow. So you got to show me who they are so I don't lose any money to them.
My nephew Mike, runner-up. They're involved, too. You win $500 cash if you win.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Over there, $500 cash?
I think it's $500 cash first place, $300 second place, $200 third place. They put a
$1,000. Madison! Yeah. Woo! Look at this.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.